Boss Man Show, friend of the show. My guy will be on ESPN this year doing games. Northern Colorado. He's also got a tournament, an MTE in Charleston, the Rising Coaches Classic, coming up here real soon. It's the man himself, the former coach, now entrepreneur, and barber, Brian Burton.
What up, JR? Good to have you. Good to be back. Always great to be with family. And as you were listening all that off, I'm like, man, you have like a chronicle of like how this whole thing has gone for me since I've been out of coaching, man. So I appreciate you helping me have an interview journal of this thing. And every time we come back, we got new stuff. So no, I guess I gotta keep doing more stuff so I can keep coming back.
yes, indeed. And keeping my father happy too. Okay. He's on you like white on rice, man. You know it. He's on you.
No doubt. For good reason. I appreciate that.
Yes,
shout indeed. Shout out to Pops, the barber and coach himself.
Yes, indeed. Now, B, you got an MTE. Tell me about the Uprise group you have with your wife, man.
Yeah.
Getting the MTE in year one in Charleston with Loyola, with Tavares Hardy, Lenny Acuff and Lipscomb, Pat Kelsey at Charleston. And my man, Tony Matlock, South Carolina State, the Memphis man himself, Mr. Matlock.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I will just first say, amazing what God can do when we take our hands off the wheel and just follow him and just do the work. And never would I have thought that we would be doing this, but amazing opportunity. So my wife and I created a group, Uprise Athletics Group. And basically our mission is to help teams, organizations, players, coaches take wherever their success is to uprise to a higher level, right? So we're doing events, we're doing consulting, we're doing some development things, basically anything in and around the game at all levels. You know, we're evolving some things. She's primarily volleyball. I'm primarily basketball. And it just allows us to do the things that we love to do. We had a vision a long time ago to coach together at the same university, essentially as head coaches. And it's kind of the way we've just kind of just created that instead of doing it that way. So shout out to my wife. She has an MBA. She's a smart one in the family. She played volleyball and softball at Colgate. She'll be in the Hall of Fame soon. She definitely has all the records still to this day. She has a handful of them, not all of them, but a bunch. And she brings the business side of things that I don't have. To be honest, it completely came out of the blue. I was actually asking, I have a former player of mine that does some NBA agent stuff. He's an NBA agent now. And he was talking to me. He's like, man, you know, we were just talking about different things and things that were going on with me. And I was asking about, you know, doing events and things like that and tournaments. And he's like, yeah, you should talk to such and such and maybe such and such. And I never end up talking to those people, but about two or three days later, within the next 5 days, I should say, I got a call, chopped it up with a coach I hadn't chopped it up with before. He linked me up with somebody else. And then probably within 10 days of that original phone conversation, I got a text saying, hey, we're going to get approved to get an MTE, or my buddy's going to get approved to get an MTE. Would you be interested in trying to host it? And so I was like, I mean, what does that mean? To be honest, help us put it together. And basically where Uprise came in is we helped to recruit the teams for the event and then put the structure behind it, make sure the teams had what they needed to get there, organize the event. And we're blessed that Rising Coaches, Adam Gordon, shout out to CEO of Rising Coaches, Adam Gordon, who's a guest of the show as well. I work with Adam on a lot of things, and we were talking about this MTE, and he was intrigued enough. He's like, you know, we may do something with that. And lo and behold, probably a few weeks ago, he decided to become the title sponsor of the event. So it's now called the Rising Coaches Classic. And just again, glory to God, amazing what can happen. Had relationships with two of the teams. And the other two I did not originally. And then it just has kind of all evolved. And now I'm in the trenches with all of them. And the cool thing, too, has been the reception from other coaches and other people in the industry to want to continue to work with us and work with Rising Coaches and work with Uprise to possibly do some of the same things in the future. So, it's amazing what God can do. Here I was originally just started with some Zooms and a social justice roundtable, and it's evolved just in so many different ways. And I'll say this last thing to answer your question is, you know, the passion from behind it is just me and my wife love helping people, you know, and when you're in the business and you understand it, and the feedback we've already gotten from his MTE is just from being in as a coach and knowing what it's like to schedule and things that are important, we've been able to be really accommodating and understand the need and fill the space. And to be honest, our price point isn't as high as some of the people that have been in the MTE business that may have a team of people that they got to pay, or they may have a certain standard that they do things at. We have a high standard of excellence, but we don't have to charge that crazy amount of money that some of those people would charge. So there is a space kind of in that middle ground to be able to say, hey, if you can get the teams, because that's one of the hardest part, relationships to get the teams and coaches to trust, I want to play in this event for this reason. And so it worked out great. South Carolina State Coach Matlock in his first year as a head coach, is an hour away. Tavares Hardy, he played college ball with my brother. So I've known Tavares a long time, and so excited for him to come down. And actually, Matlock, I followed Matlock at Lamar. He was at Lamar for a short stint. He didn't coach a season. It was an off season. It was a few months. And when he left, I followed him. So we've always been tight ever since that. I tell him all the time, man, it's a blessing you're so good at your job. You got that other job. You let me get in. Yeah, that's that. And then, College of Charleston, I've gotten close with them. And obviously, Pat Kelsey's done a tremendous job in his career. And then I don't know the guys at Lipscomb yet. I've gotten to know Jason, their ops, and I've gotten to know their associate head coach. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. Charleston's a beautiful city. And what better way to start out college basketball season?
Well, Lipscomb's my mother's alma mater.
How about that? That makes sense.
On Granite White Pike in Nashville, down street from Belmont.
That makes sense.
I went to Tennessee State, so I know all about Lipscomb, Trevecca, Belmont, Vanderbilt, schools that I don't ever go to, except for their campus. I had to.
All that.
Yeah. I say that because I'm on TSU side of the world most of the time, man. But, yes, yeah, so I know about Lipscomb. You know, I said Matlock, a Memphis dude. So, going to Tennessee State, B, a lot of my friends are from Memphis.
Yeah, no doubt.
I speak his lingo. Main, fool, judge, no all those Memphis words. Yeah. We speak the same language, you know. Tavares is cool as well. Pat Kelsey is a Bengals fan.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, Pat Kelsey.
He's happy right now because the Bengals are
right
rocking.
Now he's happy. But me and him have shared experiences of the Falcons making us sad.
Right.
You know, hitting the Bengals making him sad. But I don't know how they lost to the Jets, though. I'm just – I can't talk. Lost to the Panthers by Cam Newton. So, I can't talk. Shout out to our man Coach Carmen Sienna, a Falcons fan, a true Falcons fan, Coach Carmen Sienna. Coaches for change, too. What up, brother?
Nothing goes wrong. We see you, Coach.
Yeah. Hey, he's a diehard Falcons fan, B. We text during the games all the time. Diehard Falcons fan.
I believe it. He's had some moments. He probably had a lot to text about this.
Yeah, our text chain is not – it's not John Gruden bad, but it can't be seen.
That was good.
Yeah, it's not quite that level, but you can't be seen when we said about our team at certain points of time, man. But yeah, it's all good. But yeah, man, so bro, I know it's 4 days, so are each team playing each other each day? Is that how it's gonna go?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked. Great mid-major teams. Excited to be able to, you know, I coached at the mid-major level quite a bit in my career, and great to be able to have teams where, you know, you don't really know going in who's going to win what game. That's the beauty of these tournaments. So it's 4 days. The first night, opening night, is just everybody plays everybody. Opening night is just one game, and morning is one game. And then the two days in between, there's two games back to back. So everyone will play everybody. There'll be a tournament champion. There'll be all tournament team, most outstanding player. One cool part, I haven't actually told anybody this yet. The most outstanding player award will be named after my former AAU coach, Coach Irvin Davis, who is a legend in Dallas. Big E is what he's called. He passed away a few months ago from COVID, and just wanted to be able to honor him as best we can. Even though these people don't know him, I just want them to be honored still, and his legacy still to live on. So that's the cool part about it. But yeah, it'll be Flow Sports. We'll be broadcasting games. Rising Coaches, of course, is a sponsor. They're doing some cool things around the event. And yeah, it'll be some good hoops. I'm looking forward to it.
And how can fans buy tickets, B? Because I know, now I'm asking this question too. Do with COVID, yeah. Is it a full crowd or is it restrictions or what?
Great question. So the cool part about this event for us, we're partnered with the campus to do the event. So the College of Charleston is where the event will be hosted. So everything ticket-wise goes through them because they're actually running the on-site hosting. They'll be the ones that are, you know, table workers, the whole nine yards. All that still goes through them. Our job was more so to set up the event and then make sure all the everything goes smooth while we're there. But so they can get tickets through College of Charleston, go to their schedule. And each individual team on, in the event should have it on their schedules as well. But the best way is just to go to College of Charleston, their schedule, their ticket office, they handle everything there. And we got a few extras. We may be giving away some giveaways too. So you never know. So stay tuned to the live stream.
No doubt. Cause yeah, that's a big thing. You know, the Low Country, a very nice place out there. Go to the beach.
Oh, what a great place to visit. I've never been, I've only heard. I know the staff. It's nice. I know the women's staff. I know some people that have worked there before. I've never had the privilege of being there yet, so I'm looking forward to it. We're supposed to take the family. We got a little bit of a debate going on. I shouldn't say debate. We got a little bit of a dilemma. My wife's playoffs, she's a volleyball head coach, a high school coach here. They're a top 10 team in the state, and they play tomorrow Saturday, and if they win, she's not going. So we wanted to win for winning's sake. But if they win, they're not going. If they lose, then they get to come. So no pressure. Either way, it's a win. We want them to do as best they can. But it'll be a good family trip and get to watch some hoops and get a little beach action too.
No doubt. And some good food for you too, brother. Good food for you.
No doubt. Yeah,
yeah, so that's going to be good. The Rising Coaches Classic, my man, Brian Burton, Uprise Athletic Group. Follow him on Twitter. I got they could handle. I will retreat it for you guys. Lipscomb, Charleston, Loyola, South Carolina State. Can't go wrong either way. Now, see, I don't know who I'm going to cheer for because, you know, I got to be kind of impartial. I like, you know, people who in the tournament. So anybody can win. I'm going to be like, hey, whoever wins, I win.
No doubt. Yeah. Now, naturally, the favorite is College of Charleston because it's on their campus.
Yes.
So they should be the favorite. They are the favorite. The cool part for them, they've had some NBA players in recent years come through there. Coach Earl Grant did a great job. He's now at Boston College. Coach Kelsey was great at Winthrop, did an unbelievable job, and now he's coming over. So he's got some new blood there. So that's exciting. And then Coach Hardy just had a young man drafted from his team to the NBA just last year. He's with the Grizzlies. I don't know if you knew that, but, yeah, he's got a foreign student. Really good player who got drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies. So he will be gone. He won't be an event, but they've had NBA players. And then obviously South Carolina State, he's coming from Memphis where he's recruited some of the best of the best. And he had the young man, what's my man's name? Golden State Warriors, Wiseman, James Wiseman.
Yes.
He's had some of the best at Memphis, not to mention other stops he's been at. So he's going to have a loaded squad and a new recruited squad. And then Lipscomb, may not necessarily have that level of talent in the past to have NBA players per se, but what a well-oiled machine they have, how they execute, how they how coach leads his program. So it'll be anybody's game. It'll be anybody's game. I'm like you. I get to be unbiased, watch basketball, not care who wins, and just make sure the event goes smooth and people have a good time.
Well, I'd say this. My father's cheering for Matlock because they have the same kind of background. No, my mom's here for Lipscomb. I'm indifferent to it all.
Yeah, mom and pop got some ties to why they would root for one team or another. Yeah, just shout out to Adam Gordon again and Rising Coaches. And you know, just for continuing to evolve the Rising Coaches brand, continuing to want to put Rising Coaches name in front of people. There's some awesome stuff gift wise. I don't know what I'm privy to say or not, but he's definitely connecting with the student, and also because, you know, a lot of students, they want to get into coaching at some point. So he's connected to them with some gifts, and then also which is a part of the tournament package, which all the athletes get, and then the coaches also get some benefits. They all get a free membership, a year of free membership, www.risingcoaches.com. So that's really cool of them to kind of step up and do things the way they're doing it. And yeah, like I said, looking forward to more, looking forward to traveling out there and starting the season, college basketball season, no better time. JUCO started yesterday. I have JUCO roots. I'm a JUCO product as a coach. So always shouting out to them. And then moving forward, just to be able to go Division I next week, it's an exciting time, man. So I love this time of year because you still got football going. You got a little bit of baseball. It's just finishing with the – is it still finished? It's still going?
Game six is coming up.
And you guys are in it, right? Right there.
Yes.
What's about to happen? What you think?
I don't want to jinx nothing.
that's a good thing.
Hey, the Falcons taught me. The Falcons taught me don't put nothing in the bag until it's in the bag.
That's true. That's very true. So we won't speak on that, but it's a great time of year because baseball, football, college basketball starting, NBA just started. To me, it's the best time of year for sports.
B, between the Georgia Bulldogs choking in championships, Trae Young getting hurt in the East Conference Finals, and the Falcons, I just be like, if we get it done, we get it done. I don't count in Atlanta. You can't count anything before it happens, for real, because our teams will blow it at the summer happen.
Hey, they do call it Black Hollywood, so at least you're getting entertained. You are getting entertained.
Yeah, but also getting the press out after the fact that it goes sideways.
No doubt.
A lot of vodka, Sky Vodka, going to be drunk if something goes south this time, I'll tell you that. Because I'll be telling no lie. When the Falcons lost, 3 weeks took me to get over that loss. I had nightmares about the game. Nightmares, B. Nightmares.
I believe it.
So when I see the Patriots, who are coming to town in 2 weeks to play the Falcons.
Right.
I don't want to see them personally. Thank God that number 12 was gone. But now he's with the Bucks now.
He is with the Bucks now.
Makes no better. And he always trolls us. He always trolls us. Always.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
Yes. Now, and bro, I'm going to say, you look very very rested and very polished, my brother, because you ain't got to be recruiting. You ain't got to be taking parents' phone calls. How has it been? I can say, this, you're doing well. Life after coaching. How has it really been, man? Are you further down the road now?
Yeah, so I get asked this question semi-regularly, almost not daily, but pretty regularly. And, you know, it's amazing. I liken it to Kobe Bryant. I'm a huge Kobe Bryant fan, and our youngest daughter is named Kobe. Her name is Kobe Grace, K-O-B-I. And my wife's favorite player, she's from California, from L.A. County, so she's a Kobe. That was her favorite player. And so the post-Lakers Kobe and what he was like after, people always say, oh, you going to come back and play like Jordan? Are you going to come back and – and he's like, man, I'm done. Once I'm done, I'm done. I gave it all I had. I'm done. And, you know, he just had such an amazing light and such an amazing approach to helping people. I mean, I keep going back to that. You know, we want to help as many people as we can through the game we love, and even sometimes not through the game we love. But that's the vehicle that God's blessed us to be able to use. And our experiences from being in the game and coaching, and my wife was a head coach. Both of us were in it for about 15 years at the college level. So just those experiences, those relationships, you can help a lot of people with that. So now blessed to be able to do the broadcasting thing. I have my headset on like you. So I'm getting in the new lane with that. Doing a ton of stuff in and around it. Still doing the media stuff with All Access Network. Now, season two, we had 11 million views in season one, which is unbelievable. Never set out for that, but good Lord bless us with that. And started doing some scouting stuff for some colleges, doing some, you know, just a little bit of everything, helping players, helping coaches, helping teams, you know, helping individual people. I think that's been the funnest part about it. So do I miss it? No, I don't.
You look like you a layer of rest. You know, every coach is all day, every day long. You look very happy. You don't look stressed. Now, I can make them laugh, but I can still see it on your face. It's still got that stress on it.
No doubt. Yeah.
Hey, you look like I'm done with this life. Hey, I'm enjoying my new life as an entrepreneur. I can live with my daughters, my wife, and just live life. Because yeah, I don't worry about losses anymore.
100%. Keeping somebody happy. We're undefeated on this space. All we do is just count blessings. You know what I mean? So count how many times we can be a blessing to someone else. And yeah, going back to Kobe Bryant, I just think everything has its season. We had a 15-year season of being a college coach, and I've been able to hang that up. And now the transition is, how can we impact more lives? How can we do more good on a team? I love that part more than anything. Development, relationship, camaraderie, the competitive part. I missed that part a little bit, but now I compete differently. As an entrepreneur, you're competing completely differently every day. So being a head coach, at some point in time, I think this part has been cool too. I still interact with players. We still do player development. We still do camps. We still do individual training. Still do some consulting where you're helping kids kind of figure out where to go to school and how does this recruiting process go. There's so much information that's the wrong information. So people are looking for trustworthy, credible people that can help them, guide them in an honest way. So that part, I still get to be a part of that competitive process. I actually have one player that's playing in our event, which is amazing how that worked out. But I have a former player, more or less like a little brother, who's playing in the event, and he's one of the better players that'll be in the event. And so it's amazing to be able to be a part of that story and still talk to those guys on the phone, still help them navigate. Man, coach is doing this. Man, I'm not very confident right now. So I think the connection with the player part has always been my favorite. So I still get to do that a lot. Jumping into the scouting lane a little bit more, part of the media. I'm also able to go to games and evaluate and be able to tell coaches who looks good and who doesn't, or maybe not who doesn't. I shouldn't say that. Who looks good and who looks really good and who was just okay that day. And just being a part of all aspects of the college process has been really cool. So yeah, man, I don't miss it. I still get to, be competitive in other ways. I still get the relationship and the daily intensity from my girls. I got three in the house. We're 4.5, 2.5, and 8 months now. So I get that part of it, and the part I used to give, and then you get to be in, I'm in the trenches every day, right? So it used to be study halls and making sure guys went to class and making sure guys made the right decisions. And I'm on the phone recruiting this kid. Now I'm doing the same thing with my own kids. And they're not that much different, to be honest.
No doubt. Hashtag girl dad for real.
All day. Kobe Bryant, going back to him, man. He was about family. He won an Emmy. I believe he won an Oscar. He was doing this, doing that. He still had his Mamba Academy where he was doing basketball. But he was doing other things to show as a Black man how we can show up and what excellence looks like. And I think that's really important. And I'm stealing a page from his book. And I want to continue to just shine God's light and hopefully help as many people as possible and have as much fun as possible in the meantime and not be worried about wins and losses or where we live in next year. So coaching is amazing, but it definitely takes its toll. So I'm glad that God has transitioned me to something else. And I get to support coaches who are going through the craziness now.
I told my pops that wasn't my path.
Right.
He always gets on me about, you should have been a coach. You know the game so well, but it's not my path.
Right.
Because I know me. I'm too intense when I get on between white lines.
Right.
I might say the wrong thing and be fired.
And we don't want that. We don't want that.
So rather than be in the white lines, I'm going to discuss what happens within the white lines and beyond it.
No doubt.
And I'm less stressed doing it this way, brother, as you probably tell.
No doubt. I took pages from your book when it first started. I said, man, this brother's on to something. Hold on. Let me take a note, man. So I took a page from your book and Pop's book. I just combined them together, man.
Yeah, 10 years in. Going 11 years, man, doing this show, man.
And yeah, salute to you on that.
I don't feel anything. I have fun every day. I can take 30 minutes of my day with somebody, make them laugh, give them a little break from the same monotony of their local media people.
Right.
Because I ain't them. I ain't going to ask you why somebody ain't playing. That's not my job. I'm letting your beat writer do that. That's their foolishness. Get a scoop to give somebody else. Well, tell me. That's why Coach look on the show, because I ain't trying to get out. I ain't who I'm about. I don't care why somebody ain't playing.
Coach, as long as you're good, you keep treating them players right and figure out how to win some games, keep doing your thing.
Yeah, you'll be on the show. I'll say, if you win, you'll be on the show. If you start losing, I can't do it.
Yeah.
because see, it's hard to be funny and positive when you when you're 2-17. You know what I'm saying?
It makes it a little challenging right there.
Yeah, it's hard to be fun, loving, and jovial when you're 2-17. So I always try to say, like, I'm trying to catch you before it starts, and then I'm monitoring throughout the year. So I don't want to catch you at a bad time.
Right.
Because, sorry, I ain't heard from you. Well, I don't want to break. I'm only 5-19. You know, what am I going to discuss at 5-19, B? What am I going to discuss? What am I talking about?
He probably not gonna want to talk either. He probably gonna be trying to figure out how to get to six.
Hey, you believe some people ask me, I want to come on. It's 7:20. You want to come on the show? All right, wow. We're gonna discuss.
That's tough.
I believe in positivity and having a good time and laughing and having fun. You know, I can't do that when you're 7:20 and don't look good either.
Makes it a little tougher.
It
definitely makes it a little tougher. Causes some dilemmas for you.
No doubt.
Well, no, I don't miss it. I'm definitely rooting for the guys that's in it. Again, I think it just helps me have a – when I'm doing this, it's definitely laughter. It's also definitely like I see you. I know it. You know, you'd be surprised the offline conversations we're able to have with coaches is just encourage them. And, again, it's a form of ministry. I'm not a minister, but guys going to use me to give a positive word and shed some light because I've been in those dark – those 5-19 teams. I've been on those teams and it's hard. You know, you worry about your family, you worry about your career. So yeah, it's been cool to be able to be kind of a teammate and a light in that way in this business. And also just give assistant coaches. We have a ton of assistant coaches on the platform at All Access. We went from 5 shows last year. We now have 10 different shows kind of covering all levels. We got a pro show. So we're going to have you on that one inside the pro life at some point, but it's been good to be able to highlight assistant coaches as well so that they, because they will be head coaches, most of them, a lot of them, not everybody, but you'll still climb through the ranks. And so Ben Johnson was a part of the head coach of Minnesota. He was a part of our Rising Coaches DEI program last year. He was also on All Access Network. I can go down the line. There's plenty of them, but those guys were assistants and they're getting their limelight and they're getting their reps to get interviewed. And then next thing you know, they become head coaches. So to be a small part of that has been cool as well. So, yeah, we're blessed all the way around, man. You got to come out of South Carolina, come hang out at the Rising Coaches Classic. Maybe next year we have one in Atlanta. You never know. Uprise Athletics, but we may make that happen. You never know.
See, I got Denver on the 12th of November, and I got Milwaukee on the 14th. So it's going to be kind of hard for me.
True.
I got Tennessee State, my alma mater, coming to town, the Gateway Classic. This is my man, Norfolk State, Rob Jones. So,
yeah.
But next year, if you get it, and maybe Georgia, Kennesaw State, Georgia Tech,
yeah,
I will block out some time to make sure that I'm there and we'll do like a radio row for you too, brother.
That would be great. Yeah, we're actually headed to All Access. We're headed to see Rob Jones. Hopefully, all goes according to plan. It's kind of under wraps, but we're going to go see a practice on the 8th and a game on the 9th, try to give them some more love. And he's done a tremendous job. We need more HBCU love out here, so we're going to try to spotlight his program and get the inside behind the curtain.
Quick story. Jamal Brown knew me when I was a hustler, man. He knew me when I was a hustler. It's like, DBs, DVDs, CDs. I had everything you wanted, B. In my blue bag, any mixtape you wanted, R&B, I was on LimeWire, Napster, downloading it for you, burning it up, getting it. That was me on campus.
So you're the one that was pushing out Kanye's tapes back in the day when he was pushing.
Yes,
he was giving them guys like you
going to the movie theater, taping the movie too, and burning it.
The original bootleg. So you're the dude on Barbershop in the movie that's coming through the barbershop with a bag trying to make all kind of sales.
That was me. I was the hustle man. Bought the boss man, I was hustle man.
Hustle man, the boss man. The hustle ain't changed. It just looks a lot different now. Now it's polished and professional.
Think about this on campus. I had Will Jones, Penny Collins, you know, Jamal Brown, Sal Alexander, Jay Joyner, Darren Tillis, Robert Covington. Tennessee TSU, tomorrow I went to school there. Tennessee State. We all okay. Kept the same time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All of us out there the same. And Charles Huff, whose wife was a TSU, was coaching Marshall football. He was there too as assistant coach of football.
How about that? And so she was there too coaching, right?
Yeah, she was the women's coach a few years ago. Jessica Kern was. Now yep. Huff. So we all was there on the camp at the same time.
How about that?
All of us, we're doing what we do, is all at the same cost path, the same as that time.
How about that? That's Tennessee State University. HBCU love. I love it.
No doubt. Well, Brother B, man, thank you for your time today, my brother. Pleasure. It was all good to chat with you. And like you said, offline convos are some of the best convos I have with coaches. Are the ones we don't record and put out here. Those are some of the best ones we have.
Hey, we had one right before we started this, so that ain't nothing with us.
Yes. Hey, the offline is the best content, but you can't use it.
can't put that out. That ain't for everybody.
No doubt.
No, I appreciate you having me, man. I always appreciate the love. Appreciate you taking the time of all the guests you have. You have all these hot head coaches of this school, that school, and then you sneak me in there, man. People are like, how'd this guy get on here? It's like, I don't know either, but I appreciate it. I keep coming back. I'm always going to come when you say, I'm always going to say yes. And salute to you and 11 years in the game. Continue to do big things, man, and help others and shine that light on them, man. You keep doing the great work.
Thanks, brother. Hey, folks, Charleston, South Carolina, as a Coach Classic, Brian Burton.
Yes, sir.
Doing this big thing. Get your tickets today. The box office online.
Yep.
Get it any way you can.
Support, yeah, you can follow me at Coach Burton 13 on Twitter or Instagram. That's the easy way to kind of keep up with information. There's a couple other different pages, but that's the easiest one. We want to streamline everything you need as well. If you got questions, DM me. If you DM me, you may get some free tickets. You never know.
No doubt, folks. That's my man, B. Burton. We out here, people.